Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for March 11th. I think it is March 11th, 2019. It's a Monday, and for you at least, but for me, it's some other day. Here I am in Sydney, Australia. That's right, as promised, coming to you from Sydney, Melbourne, and all parts Australia. So a couple of things to tell you about. I've been here for a couple of days now, first in Melbourne and now up in Sydney. And the total number of Teslas that I've seen here in this wonderful country, in these two big cities, both about 5 million people each, ultra-modern. I mean, they are like as about first world as you get. I've seen exactly one Tesla. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one Tesla. And it was my brother's Tesla. So I have seen no other Teslas to date. I'm going to go down to a supercharger sometime today just to go check it out here in the heart of the city. But come on, Australians, get your act together. Now, here's the issue. Here's the situation that we have in Australia. Luxury cars in Australia are taxed at a very high rate. Cars in general cost about twice as much as they do in the United States for a variety of reasons. They don't actually manufacture cars here anymore. They used to when I was a boy, when I was a kid, when I was a lad. General Motors and Ford and Toyota had plants here. They've all closed. So basically all the cars now are imported and they were expensive before. But man, Teslas here like start at somewhere around $200,000. So you're not going to sell a lot of them. So there's a great anticipation of the Model 3 here in Oz, but there won't be the right-hand drive model because they drive on the wrong side of the road here. There won't be a right-hand drive model for they don't even know how long. The Aussies that are into Teslas say that they're just being told maybe mid-year, possibly. But even the $35,000 version will probably come in here. My guess is around $70,000. So still not a cheap car. The Nissan Leaf is about to be available here in Australia. And in the States, it's about a $35,000 car. Here, it's going to start at the low end at $50,000. So maybe it's possible that Tesla will get into that $50,000 to $60,000 range, but we will see. The poor Australians, how they suffer with all of their beauty and their beaches and their lack of Teslas. But before we get into the news, let me tell you a few things about Sydney, because Sydney is a remarkable city. If you ever get the chance to come here, come here. It is beautiful. It is also very expensive. It is one of the most expensive cities in the world. Despite that, it has been ranked in the top 10 for quality of living. Australians know how to live. There's lots of wine, there's lots of beer, there's lots of fish and chips, there's lots of going to the beach. The first humans arrived here in Sydney, we think about 30,000 years ago. The first Europeans in about the 1770s, Captain Cook met up with the indigenous population, and as so often happens, that didn't go well. There was first a little curiosity, and then there was some skirmishes, some wars, and then there was the destruction of an entire civilization. Thank you very much. So on to Model Y news. Of course, this 14th, and you'll have to forgive me if I got this wrong, I think it's Thursday in the States, the 14th will be the Model Y reveal. And we have the teaser picture. So this is very interesting. So a teaser picture came out, and I'm happy to tell you that Robert and Tom are going to be going, which is very exciting, for the Talking Tesla show. So we'll get reports of them afterwards. They'll stay late. They'll drive around in it. They'll tell us how great a car this is. Very exciting. But there was a teaser picture. And, of course, Marcus Brownlee, who is a Tesla guy and does lots of other internet shows, tried to change the contrast on the picture to see if he could reveal more of what the Model Y was going to look like. And there's a great little video on his Twitter feed, and you can see as he changed the contrast up down the bottom of the picture, it says, "Nice try." So a little fun there by Tesla and a nice little Easter egg found by Marcus Brownlee. It's pretty cute. What else do we know about Model Y? There's not much else to talk about for now. We know it's going to be built at the Gigafactory, and this has some implications, as some writers have noted, that maybe this is the time where Elon gets his alien dreadnought factory. You remember back in the day, Elon thought that he could get rid of all the peeps and just have the machine build the machine, and this would be so fast, and it would look like an alien dreadnought, something from outer space that was just unthinkable to the human eye. Well, it didn't happen because it turns out that computer vision at the time when they were building their Model 3 and Y and S just wasn't good enough, so you had to get humans in there for these edge cases. Well, there's a number of people now that suggest that even in the last few years with AI and computer vision, it's improved so much that you might get a little closer to this idea of the alien dreadnought in Gigafactory building the Y. So that'll be interesting to follow. They think that they might have to build as many as 1 million units a year. And I've said before, I think that's at the low end. Yeah, I know. Some of you are going to think that's crazy. But I think that if they get this right, if they do this well, if it is as good as I hope it could be, $1 million a year at the low end just in Los Estados Unidos. Really. People love them some SUVs. People love them some more compacty SUVs. And then you drop electrification on there and you put in some bells and whistles. You get some autonomy in that puppy. Come on. I really think that $1 million is going to be the number. And the question is, how much does that gut eviscerate, destroy Model 3? The Model 3 will be less price and at the same battery size, more range. Will that be enough to keep that going? Or people are just going to wholesale say, nope, I want that Model Y because it's a little bigger inside. I can carry more crap and I'll pay for a little bit bigger battery to get the same range. We'll see. We will see. Thursday. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's going to be large. It's going to be kind of grand. And now let's move on to some SpaceX news. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Americans haven't sent people into space on their own rockets since 2011, since the last time the space shuttle went up. And that's a bit of a problem, right? Well, SpaceX and others have been working on fixing this little issue. And so a week or so ago, they sent up a little capsule. That's right, it's a capsule that went up into the air, and then it actually docked with the space station, and it had like 400 pounds of stuff. And then they filled that capsule back up with other stuff to return it to Earth, no doubt poopies and wheeze. And it landed just a couple of days ago with a big splashdown. And go check out the videos. It's impressive as it's coming down. First, you have a couple of parachutes, and then it deploys one giant big parachute, and then some more parachutes, and then it splashes down, and out come the dudes, and they go pick it up. And it looks like a fried marshmallow. But this is exciting. It's big. It's huge because this means that there was no people on this flight, but they are going to put some peeps in probably a June or July flight up to the space station flown by SpaceX. It's pretty cool. And at the same time, Starship is now on the launch pad and is being sort of put together. And you'll remember that this is the thing that looks like something from Buck Rogers from back in said day. And they took it out of the hangar, I think it was in January. And then there was some winds over there in the Texas and it all fell apart. Well, they're building it back up together again because they're going to start doing some hop tests. Remember, these hop tests are to take it up into the air and then drop it down and make sure it can land and then go a little bit higher and a little bit higher. And the first ones will be just a few feet off the ground and then they'll be bigger and bigger until they ultimately are able to take this thing into space, fly around, do spacey things, and then re-land. And all this is to significantly reduce the cost of flying stuff and people into space. And ultimately, one day, this will just be a routine, as the idea is that you'll go up. And even things like flying to Sydney. So the flight to Melbourne was about 15 hours. The flight from Sydney to LA is about 14 hours. Sometimes it's less when you catch the stream, maybe 13 hours. But Elon was talking about that maybe you can go to LA to Sydney in 2 hours or 3 hours with this thing ultimately. So the possibilities here in the years ahead for flight to the moon, for flight to Mars, but also flights within the earthy Earth are pretty astounding, pretty incredible, pretty amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think that's all we'll do for today. We're going to get out in Sydney today. We're going to walk around. We're going to try and find a supercharger. We're going to try and find a Tesla. We're going to look up some more news. I've got some friends coming from the States meeting us here that also own Tesla, so we'll have a little chatty chat. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Elon Daily. It comes at you daily on the Monday through the Friday. We're going to try and keep it going here while we're in Australia. The big show is talking Tesla. The boys, Tom and Rob, are going to be at the reveal event on March 14th. Can't wait to see this. I'm overexcited. And I just worked out that it is streaming and it'll be streaming here in Australia at around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So guess who's going to be at the pub with a big old Foster's and watching the stream? Yeah, that's right. This guy. Except it won't be Foster's. Foster's is piss. Rub it out.